going already? Okay, Thursday night, end of the Mechaber of Sif Aleph. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch Taka says that that's what you should think about if you can't be Mechavim Pirish Hamilos. So at least think about things on Machniyim as Aleiv, Mechavim Libo, Lo'oviv Shabbat Shemayim. Like a weird thing to say, but okay. No. Don't think about the latest discourse in the Abbott and Costello comedy routine. Okay, so let's go over.
Fifth emotions.
I saw in a sefer, I was looking around, and something Reuven said apparently. Is Taka brought down? If you have to think about Perish Hamilos, you should think about it before you say it. In other words, if it doesn't take thought, if you're fluent in Hebrew, if you know Hebrew, you're not really thinking Perish Hamilos. You're not translating it into words. You're visualizing the concept, so that I feel is as you say the word. There's no need to think before. You say a word, and the word conjures up a concept in your mind if you're concentrating. Right? I say apple, so that conjures up an image of an apple. I say stubborn, so the word stubborn conjures up a certain concept in my mind. I'm not translating the word stubborn into any other word. So I'm thinking Perish Hamilos, so my intelligence, my brain, is conjuring up a concept. Right? If I had to describe it, stingy, maybe it is conjuring up an image, a guy, it's tight-fisted and he doesn't want to spend his money. It's hard to describe a concept, but the mind visualizes a concept. Stubborn, kind, so I guess... You know, there's usually some imagery involved, but I don't know if there always is. I don't know. The mind conjures up a concept. The mind can make a concept. Anyway,
Rav says concept. Does it also mean emotion?
It's a concept. It means a concept.
Chonen.
So if you know Hebrew, so that automatically is the word. It's like saying the word when you're talking English, and you say he is stubborn. So you don't have to think Perish Hamilos. You do in the sense that you're not saying just he is stubborn while you're thinking about the ball game. You're stubborn. So you're thinking, that's what it means, you're thinking Perish Hamilos. I don't believe you have to do that before. I don't agree. I don't agree you have to do it before. All you have to do is focus on what you're saying, and that comes automatically at the time you're saying the word. What you would have to think before is when you... Maybe it's not Mama Losh. An American, an English speaker to whom Hebrew is not Mama Losh. So even if he understands... maybe after a number of years it doesn't happen. Maybe Hebrew becomes Mama Losh too. But if you have to translate... If your mind is saying the word in English, even if you're not using an article, siddur, but you say gadol, so if we took a picture of your brain, it would be saying gibor. You took a picture of your brain, it would be saying strong. It wouldn't be saying gibor. To an Israeli kid, it's saying gibor. Nothing strong, it's saying gibor. Right? So that maybe you have to do before, I hear. If you have to think what the Perish Hamila is, so this forum say, think about it before. Don't start thinking after you've said it. Because then you're saying it is essentially meaningless, and you're scrambling afterwards, and you're just thinking. Like you're not really connecting the saying with the thinking. But if you're thinking in concepts, I don't see why you have to think about it before. It's like every time, you just have to daven slowly. Because the mind can't work as fast as the tongue. Not if you're saying something for 30, 40, 50 years, three times a day. Right? Knock it off, and the mind still holding by Mechai Yamesim, and the mouth is by Allah Tzadikim, Still catching up. The mind's playing catch up. Okay, so that's. And Mespal Soshi, Yechavim believe, appears Hamilah Shemotzib is Fosov. V'yachshov kilu shchina kenegdo. V'yoso kol hamachshov v'atargos also. You have to forget about things bothering you. Like, things bother you. Person got fired. Let's say, I don't know. He had a fight with his wife, and he has to go daven. He has to have a clear mind. That's why, really, in the Gemara, they wouldn't daven for 3 days. And when they came back from a trip, something happened. They would take a couple of days before davening. Actually, you saw him machshav the kavanos l'saka b'tfiloso. The yachshav kilu hoyim dav l'fei melech b'osav adam. Now this is famous. That's from Ezra's Medabal Fame Miller. And the good old Birkus Olio. So when the Mechaba says, V'yachshav kilo hayu medabal fame melech bosu v'dom, so the Gros says, Yuma, that's when Gimel Amud Beis, I am Rashi Shom. So Yuma Dafon Gimel Amud Beis is that Abaye would say, Osa Shalom. He would bow down to the right, and Rava told him to bow down to the left because he's facing the Shekhinah, so to speak. I am Rashi Shom to be a mask of the small. Shamispalel roa atzmo kilu shchina lemul ponav. Shamispalel has to imagine that the shchina is mul ponav. Shenemar shvisi Hashem lenegdi sonet. That's a pretty. I always wondered about that. I saw in a lot of shuls, including Lakewood. See, I have dalef neimiata omeit, but they also have shvisi Hashem lenegdi sonet. So I always wondered about the appropriateness of Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Sonet. That's a general, the Ramon, they're nothing to do with davening. That's the first Ramon, Siman Aleph and Shulchan Aruch, that's a truism that you should walk around with your whole life. Shavisi Hashem Lenegdi Sonet, Malas HaTzadikim, Hashem, right? Who Zalgadu the Torah, Malas HaTzadikim, who called God, Malas HaTzadikim. But Rashi uses it for tefillah specifically. Ayat Hashem says something like the summit. Okay, I don't want to go into it now. It's my mission Indian to delve into. She says something like the summit, and Rashi uses it for the Indian of tefillah. But at least the places that have it there, you know, worse than Rashi. No worse than Rashi. So the Gro brings that down. So this is that. This is the makor. It's a Gemara. Maybe you want to get a Gemara Sanhedrin. Chelak Aleph. Get an art school Hebrew if there is. Yeah, there is. Chelak Aleph. Maybe we'll see what they say. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Bekitzur Rashi. Rashi in
Yuma.
In Yuma is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Chod Beis. Hamispalel Tzorech Shegira Atzmo Kilo Shechina Kenegdo. Shenemar Shvisi Hashem Lenegdi Sonet. Well, but that's modernist. It's not normally you learn that by Tfila you're making a Bakasha, you're Oymed Lufnei HaMelech, right? Like a special. I think that's too much for me. Any thoughts? Shabbos Hashem Lenegdi Sonet, Yimini Balamot. So, Bezim and Aleph. Well, this is all material for you to prepare for Shabbos. Hamispal tzor shiir asma ki l'shchina kenegdo. Shenema shivisi Hashem l'negdi somit. Pashtus it's fair. Because all the dinim, since it's one Esrei, so you're able to say a melech, you're not allowed to be mefiach, you're not allowed to this, you're not allowed to that, you're able to say a melech. Okay. One day we'll go into some Shabbos, we'll talk about Shabbos. Okay, so that's what the girl said, that's what he brings down. So really, this inyan of medabel lefayim melech, you know, you always assume it's just part of the definition of tefillah. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Hamispalel tzorech shiyira shechina kenegdo. It's a kavon, you have to... He would think what to say, right? He has 45 seconds with the king. What's he going to say? What's he going to talk? He's going to plan out every word, memorize it. He's not going to start hemming and hawing and sneezing and coughing. I don't know what misbodedim means. I guess, I hope they had 10 people. Maybe not. They would go off themselves to the Jerusalem forest. And they would bond with Hashem so much, to such a degree. I guess mechavnim b'tfilosom means that the Shekhinah's kenegdom. They would, I guess that means that they would so intensely imagine that they're talking to Hashem that there would just be a total negation of their goof. Just flying high. They did it intensely. Not everybody can do it so intensely three times a day, and I don't know if it's expected. But they did what you're supposed to do very, very intensely. So if you do it very, very intensely, you reach Korav Madregas on the Vua, because you're like meditating. But Hashem is Melech Chol Haaretz Kvado. Hashem is always around. So what do they teach you even in the East? You know, they teach you to meditate. They teach you to focus. They give you a mantra. And you just forget about yourself. You forget about your goof. You forget about everything. And you just concentrating and focusing on bonding. So, you know, they have an Avodah Zorah. I don't know. That's what we would have on the Zorah.
Is that what the Hasidim Rishonim did? I don't know.
I think so. They did it in tefillah, though. They didn't have a mantra. They did it in davening.
The hour before.
I don't know. Here he's not talking about an hour before. Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's what they did an hour before.
3 hours each davening, an hour before the
hour. Maybe they did it before, yeah. So you talk to people who do, I don't know, yoga or who meditate. That's exactly what they do. I mean, they transcend their body, and that's why you could hit them like they won't feel anything. They won't. They're in a different world. He has a book on Jewish meditation. Ryan Kaplan, that's all. A book on Jewish meditation, because a lot of it's korach, and not a lot, that the ones that do it are very korach with Avodah Zorah, because they burn incense and they have idols, could have an image. it's much harder to focus on Hashem, who's invisible. There's no goof. No demusa govein or goof. So to focus on it. It's very hard. Very hard to see. Because the mind works with images. So even when we say melech, we talked about this once. See, Hashem is a melech, melech rachma. So, the mind Baal Karchach has this image of an old man with a long white beard, a kindly man, with a crown on his head. And he looks sort of like Santa Claus, It's kindly. Santa Claus is kindly.
With a stick.
It's very hard to think of Hashem. You say Hashem's a melech. You probably have an image in your mind of somebody sitting on a throne with a crown on his head. Yeah, melech, what does melech mean? What does your mind do when it says melech? You're supposed to think Pirish HaMilech. What is melech?
By thinking Pirish HaMilech.
You're an Israeli, yeah?
Yeah.
So when you say melech, what is going on in your head? What's going? Those words go in your head. That sentence runs through your head. Hashem is sholeit over the world. Then you're back where you started from. What does sholeit mean?
Okay, there's sleep and there's
not
for this.
No,
the sentence runs over the world.
When do you? At some point.
I don't have an image. I don't have.
You have to have an image at some point. Not an image, but you have to. You have to conceptualize at some point. It's not just words. Something in your brain has the concept called melech. It's either words, or an image, or a concept. You're just conceptualizing. I don't know. Right, you have to learn how the mind works. What do you do if you start thinking about what you have to do after davening? Your wife asks you to pick up a container of milk after davening. Yishto, stop davening. Stop davening till it goes away. Don't keep on talking and then you find yourself three brachas later. Stop. You're supposed to stop. It's brought down in Svarim. Don't ask me what it means because I don't know. That the Gra connected his hakpoda on Maya Megulim with Kavona Betzila. The girl is very mak, but it's well known on Mayim Megulim, okay. Mashkim Megulim, even though there's no Nechoshim nowadays. And he connected that with Kavona Betfila. You're makbid on. They brought down his farm. I don't know what I'm talking about. The Chazanish also. That was brought down, what do I know? Don't start. We're not up to there. We're up to. But Yishtok, you hear? Yishtok, that's the spatel hamachshava. Don't keep on going. You want to think about. So if you don't learn like the Rav Shulchan Aruch, so the Shulchan Aruch saying you want to think about something, so think about Dvar Mamachniyam Halev. Machadnas Alovish Veshamayim. If your mind's running away with you, you can't stay focused so long. Unless it takes too long, you possibly can't stay focused. So you want to think about something. Don't think about what you have to do after davening. Don't think about what you have to do today, what happened yesterday. Think about Dvar Mamachniyam Halev. Think about your tombstone. Think about what your funeral is going to look like. That's what you should think about. Dvar Mamachniyam Halev. Think about how they're going to cry by your funeral. How they're going to go to Shemayim. They're going to judge you. You're going to say, Hashem understands. So if you have to think about, but the Rav Shulchan Aruch has an interesting shot in these words of the Shulchan Aruch. He says it means if you can't think Pirish HaMilos, that's what you should think about. If you can't think Pirish HaMilos, that's what it says in Rav Shulchan Aruch. Think about Devorim HaMachniyam Leiv. When you read the Shulchan Aruch, you would never, never say that shot in the Shulchan Aruch. You just wouldn't. I would say in the Shulchan Aruch, if you have to think about something, think about that. That's what the context of the Shulchan Aruch sounds like. But the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, if you can't think for your middle, think about that. Okay, we'll stop here.
Thank you.